Welcome back to JR Morning. It is 7:50, time for today's Capitol Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. 2025 was a dramatic year in Michigan politics, from heated debates over budget priorities and education policy to contentious local and state races that reshaped key legislative dynamics. Voters wrestled with national issues playing out at the state level, while contenders began laying the groundwork for the high-stakes 2026 election cycle, with ambitious campaigns already taking shape and critical policy decisions on the horizon. Michigan stands at a pivotal moment in its political journey. And joining us to kind of help us make sense of what we just lived through and what's ahead is Bill Ballinger. He's a longtime political analyst and founder of the Ballinger Report. Bill, thanks for being here.
Glad to be with you.
So when you step back and look at 2025, Bill, as a whole, how would you characterize, this year in Michigan politics?
Turbulence in the state capitol upon occasion, and big rumbling run-up to the 2026 election, building up in campaigns behind the scenes outside the capitol bubble.
Was this a year, you think, of some stability, or a year where the ground kind of started to shift?
I don't think we could ever describe what's going on in Michigan as stability. It seems like there's always something going on that kind of upsets the apple cart and keeps us occupied.
Were you surprised by the budget negotiations and how Matt Hall and the governor sort of were interesting friends throughout that?
Very much so. I mean, I think that's one of the big developments this year. First of all, Gretchen Whitmer's sudden friendship with President Donald Trump, with whom she had crossed swords on occasion, in fact, many times over the previous 4 years. And then the fact that Matt Hall, who I think for most people in Michigan is a fairly obscure figure, not known outside the Lansing bubble or his legislative district, which is near Kalamazoo. Outside of that, people don't really know him, but he really dominated state politics in Lansing this year. He kind of set the agenda. He struck up a relationship working very well with Governor Whitmer, and he kind of isolated the Senate Democratic majority. So I think, you have to look going ahead at what's going to happen in Lansing in 2026. There were three big issues in Lansing this year that Matt Hall was right in the center of, and we can go into those if you want to.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you expect for next year, because I think that's going to be a busy one up there.
Well, the first thing I think people are going to be focusing on is how is the budget going to go next year? Because as you just hinted at, we had a long-standing budget impasse leading up to September 30th, the end of the previous fiscal year, and we actually had a government shutdown for a couple of hours on October 1st. Technically, it didn't really make much difference. They got it done at the last minute, but the run-up to getting the budget done was not unprecedented, but extremely unusual. And then there was a battle early in the year, you may remember, over the so-called tipped wage for wait staff in restaurants and paid sick leave. This was a great concern to small business. That dominated things for the first 2 months. And now this week, the big event was that Matt Hall and the House Republicans literally shut down $660 million that were bound in already committed spending by the previous legislature for various local building projects. And the Democrats and the interest groups in Lansing are outraged, and the Senate Democrats yesterday passed a bill to restore all the funding that the House Republicans carved out, but you can bet that the House Republicans are probably not going to go along with it. Yeah. So we got a real impasse already on the budget, not just for the 2026, but for what supposedly was taken care of 2 years ago that the House Republicans have now blocked.
Bill, what do you think about the governor's race coming up? You see someone running away with it? It's going to be a pretty tight race with you know, an independent
on the Republican
involved.
Side, John James, who has run twice for U.S. Senate and lost narrowly and is now a congressman, he is well ahead in the polls on the Republican side. Whether that will hold up all the way through next August 4th remains to be seen. That's when the primary is. On the Democratic side, I think Jocelyn Benson really seems to have things under control compared to Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. I think he's, even though he's getting progressive support from the progressive side of the party, I think Jocelyn Benson should win the Democratic primary pretty easily. And so we'll see it, whether it's going to be Benson and or who on the Republican side, maybe James. And then we cannot forget Mike Duggan,
right?
You know, the outgoing mayor of Detroit, who is running as an independent and has a genuine chance to win, in my opinion. If the two major party contenders chop each other up and people are sick of all the malaise and rancor and controversy in Lansing, and they say, let's turn to somebody who's shown as mayor of Detroit he can get the job done, and let's elect an independent. It's happened before in other states, rarely, but it's happened.
Bill Ballinger, we appreciate you coming on, recapping 25 and looking ahead to 2026. Have a great weekend and a great holiday season as well.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
You know, I agree that, you know, the mayor could possibly get in, but he still has a lot, you know, of ground to cover when it gets, you know, that name recognition in the other parts of the state. I mean, in independents, I mean, they're getting in a lot of, you know, states and cities as mayors and governors and things of that nature. So, I mean, it could happen.
And when it comes to that $645 million, there was a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing last night, and people were none too pleased about the cuts to this.
Yeah. None too pleased.
And, you know, these groups that expected this money to pay for stuff are like, we need it.
Yeah.
8 o'clock hour coming up on JR Morning. I'll tell you about a counterfeit cash printing operation that was busted in Detroit.